Near FM.
We are at the time of the year where farms are becoming increasingly busy, and in fact agricultural settings of any type is becoming extremely busy. Added to that, the fact that we are in the beginnings of the summer holiday seasons, it means that there's a lot more children knocking around. And we all know that big shiny tractors and machinery are like a magnet for children. And with this and other aspects of farm safety in mind, I am delighted to be joined by a board member from Embrace Farm, Niamh McCormack. Niamh, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme and thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hi, Donny. Thanks so much.
Niamh, a lot of people might be wondering why a fella sitting in a studio in the middle of Coolock, one of the most built up areas in the city, is talking about farm safety. But I would remind people that I could drive probably 7 or 8 minutes out to the north of County Dublin and I would be in the middle of probably one of the busiest agricultural areas in the country.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's the thing. In, say, Coolock and North Dublin area, there is such an availability of the farms, and even like farms for children to visit as well. And I suppose there's relatives and everything else on farms around the country that, say, children in North Dublin or even families as well around Dublin will be planning on visiting over the summer. So it's just as important for the awareness to be raised up around Dublin as it is in the countryside as well, and maybe even probably more so.
Yeah, and I made a point actually, because we were on a totally different thing last Friday there in relation to a different topic, but we were chatting about what's relevant. And I did make the point that a dodgy PTO on a tractor is as relevant in North County Dublin as it is in rural Clare, because it'll do exactly the same damage.
Yeah.
Now, with that in mind, and I suppose we better get this out of the way first. Tragically, you lost your father to a farm accident. Can you tell us a bit about that, Niamh, if it's not too upsetting?
Yeah, no, of course. So in 2003, in September, when I was 9 years old, my dad died in a farm accident. So he was fixing a piece of machinery, and unfortunately the wedge that was holding it up just kind of gave way, I suppose, and the topper of the machinery came down on top of him. So he died instantly straight away, but I suppose that was the start of a different time in our life for all of us and my family. So there's myself, and I have a twin brother as well, so we were about 9, and then I had a sister who had just started secondary school as well, so she was 13, and then mum kind of, I suppose, was left with 3 young kids to rear and a farm and everything else like that as well. So yeah, definitely an awful time, and even now still obviously you're continually affected by it and everything. Even say yesterday now for Father's Day was very tough, and you're kind of nearly avoiding social media or anything like that, or even sometimes the radio with the request, say on days like yesterday, just because you just don't want to be reminded about it, you just want the day to kind of go by and pass by. But yeah, that was almost 18 years ago now. So I kind of got involved in Embrace Farm then as soon as it was kind of developed in 2014 by Brian and Norman Rohan, and they've been absolutely amazing since, because we would have obviously had 10 years there with no support to a certain extent. And you know, with Embrace, they've kind of created a community for us, and especially my mom gets an amazing, amazing support and kind of a support network as well, for herself, and I suppose it's for everyone as well that have been kind of affected by farm accidents too.
Now, you mentioned Embrace Farm there, Niamh. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Embrace Farm basically is a registered charity, and I suppose it was set up by Brian and Norma Rohan after Brian's own father died tragically in a farm accident as well. So they founded it in 2014, and then I suppose it's there to support anyone that's affected by farm accidents. And the best thing about it, I think, is that you have a shared personal experience, so you're kind of talking and communicating and being put in contact with people who have been there as well, and they've kind of, I suppose, experienced it, and they know exactly what it feels like and what you're going through. And then every year then as well, we organise a remembrance service, and that's kind of also in turn with like farm accident support groups for like people that have been affected by farm accidents or injured as well. And there's information evenings and farm safety information days as well. So it would be remembrance and support that would be at the forefront of the charity.
Yeah, and of course, next Sunday is a big day for you at 2 p.m. So talk to us about that, and then we can go back to talk about farm safety, because you are looking for people from Dublin and the Dublin region to submit names. So tell us about that, Niamh.
So basically, this Sunday coming, we have our annual remembrance service. So this is the 8th annual service, and last year and obviously this year as well, we have to go virtual, so it will be on our Facebook page, streamed, and on our website as well, on the Embrace Farm website at embracefarm.com. And then the following week, then on the Sunday, the 4th of July, it will actually be broadcast on RT as well at 11 o'clock. So, we're very excited for it. It is unfortunate that it has to be done online, because usually it's a great opportunity for families to meet up and everything and have a chat, but I suppose just one of these things, unfortunately, and you kind of get over it. But at the remembrance service as well, there's always a roll call of names, so kind of read out the names of loved ones that have died in farm accidents. I suppose that's focal to honouring their memory, and it even just feels important, like, to keep their memory alive. And it's great to have kind of a focus of or kind of, I suppose, a common focus of everybody's there to remember somebody for a farm accident. So last year, I think there was over 220 names were actually honoured at the service as well. So, like, it just shows how many families are involved with Embrace Farm and being supported by Embrace Farm too.
Yeah, and it's very important, I suppose, to point out that, you know, it's just something I was thinking of before I started chatting to you, that, God forbid, if I walk out the studio here and I get knocked down by the 27 bus.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people who'd be wishing that it happened, but however, you know, there's a hospital up the way in Beaumont. Hopefully there's a DFB ambulance on call in the area, so I could conceivably be in hospital pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you have an accident in a rural part of Ireland on a farm, which 9 times out of 10, they can result, if not in death, in catastrophic injury, you're not going to get to hospital that quickly.
No, it can be a big difference in time. And luckily now there is, like, I suppose, agencies like and charities as well, like the Irish Community Air Ambulance and a few other ones as well, that if you are, say, isolated, they have supports there in terms of helicopters and everything else. But, like, I suppose you're hoping that that's available and that they can. And even, to be fair, the air codes are a great idea in terms of people being able to find, I suppose, where the accident is. But, yeah, easily you could be in the back of a farmyard, or you might not have a phone on you. There could easily, like, at our house there's absolutely no signal whatsoever, so with all of these things, and it is rural areas, there are longer wait times, I suppose, with accidents.
Yeah, and of course there's simple things too that people can do, you know. I mean, people know, okay, like, I have a kind of an advantage in this, Niamh, because I grew up in the most rural part of rural Ireland. Not from a farming background, but totally surrounded by farming, and everything in the area revolved around farming. So I would have a good knowledge of farm procedures, how farms work, and I would also have a very healthy respect for every piece of machinery and every animal on a farm. Because like that, in the time that I grew up in, health and safety, just those two words didn't exist. They existed, not in conjunction with one another.
Yeah.
So I would have seen some horrific things happening, both with machinery and indeed at the business end of a bull, if you know what I mean, where we have seen it over the years. Is it, like, we know from statistics, Niamh, that it is the most dangerous place. There's more deaths and injuries occur on farms than any other industry, and it is an industry.
Yeah. But
is it the same sort of mistakes all the time across the board, no matter which industry you're in, that, oh Jesus, yeah, I must put a cover on that PTO, I must fix that, yeah, I better put a bit of wire around that septic tank or that slurry pit, you know, that you're so familiar with it that familiarity breeds contempt to danger, and when something goes wrong, it's too late.
Yeah, that's probably, it is probably true to a certain extent, because if you think about it, you do, like, a farm is such a busy, busy place, and you always have a list of things that need to be done. But I suppose it's just about prioritizing. Safety needs to be the priority on farms, and in everywhere, safety obviously needs to be the priority. But sometimes, yeah, you can kind of become complacent, or maybe as you're more comfortable and more confident in things as well, I suppose it kind of takes a back seat to a certain extent. And it's like everything, even if you're driving, for like, there's a big difference in how you drive maybe when you're first starting out as opposed to 10 years later, that your awareness has probably gone down. But that's the thing, like you said, you have to treat everything with respect. Every machinery, every animal has to be treated with respect, and I suppose it's about creating the awareness for that too, for everybody. And even I teach in Kilbarrack, and like, even I, as you were saying, like, this is North Dublin, so what would you need to be knowing about farms? But they will be going to other farms and everything. They need to know about farm safety and have that awareness for all the little things, because it's part of, I suppose, Irish culture, going off to visit the farm as well to a certain extent. So it's definitely kind of creating that awareness and making sure even yourself on a farm that you're not kind of getting too relaxed, that you're always nearly, I suppose, somewhat aware of everything, and you have to be kind of on edge to a certain extent.
Yeah, and I mean, the other side of it as well, which people may not realise, is that, in most other industries, if something goes wrong, there's somebody there with you in most places. I mean, if it's a building site, there's probably 200 or 300 fellas there. If it's like something, if I get, God forbid, a shock or an electric thing here, there's 3 or 4 people here at the moment that can, help me out. Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, you're working solo when you're on a farm, and you could be 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour away from the house, and as you say, maybe with no signal, or you might have forgotten your phone. So it's important to say, look, I'm going down to, and as we know, Niamh, a lot of farmers have names on their fields. As you tell the wife or whoever's knocking around the yard, listen, I'm going down to such and such, I should be about an hour and I'll be back. Simple things like that.
Exactly, yeah, like just making people aware of where you're going, because that's the case. Like, you could have it, it's so easily happened that you have a dead battery or anything else like that on your phone, or the signal's gone, or you might be kind of, something might happen that you're away from your phone as well, like the phone might be in the tractor and you could be down on the ground or whatever. You just don't know, because it is, even like when Dad had his accident, like that probably happened around 4 o'clock, but we actually didn't find him till about 11 o'clock, and there was kind of the big search on then as well. And I mean, he had died instantly, it didn't make any difference, but it's the thoughts of him being there alone for whatever number of hours as well that kind of makes things that bit more difficult. So like, we weren't aware where he was going or what his plan, I suppose, was for the afternoon or the evening. So that's the thing, if you kind of let people know, I suppose it'll make things a bit easier, or hopefully that an awareness or kind of a question will come up quicker than, oh God, they're supposed to be wherever, they haven't come back yet, kind of thing.
Yeah,
the time frame as well, I suppose, would make a difference.
And particularly, I suppose, this year, I'm sorry, this time of the year for people involved in the business, because everything is flying and there's machines going in all sorts of directions, and like, stuff will break. Let's be honest, it happens.
Yeah.
And you and I both know, Niamh, that a fella, to keep the show on the road, he'll take a shortcut around fixing something, and not a good way out of it. Okay, winter time, there mightn't be that much to do, so you're inside, and a lot of farms now have their own sort of workshops where they do their own repairs, and they will bring in a tractor or a piece of equipment there, and they will fix it in relative safety.
Yeah.
But half the time they're fixing them in the fields, they're fixing them at the side of the road. It's a matter of keeping the show on the road, and that is fraught with danger as well.
Exactly, yeah, because it's kind of a half job to a certain extent, and you haven't got the necessary safety equipment, or you haven't got the support that you need. And then, like everything, the rain's coming tomorrow or whatever else, and you are in a rush and you're under pressure as well. That's like farmers' livelihood. They need to have things done, and that's life, unfortunately, that you have to get it. You have to get it done, and the pressure is there. There's families at home and everything else, and definitely it is kind of a half job for a lot of farmers, I suppose, this year, because they're wanting to get things done, and they're feeling under pressure, I suppose, to get it done. So you probably do take your eye off safety a little bit that way as well.
Niamh, as a farmer's daughter, some words of advice for people who are out and about particularly in just outside, we'll say, the urban conurbations. And as I said, it is the time of the year when you will see a lot of farm machinery on the move. So a couple of, now I know this is probably a question that I should be asking the Gaelish Eochanna, but just things for people to keep in mind when they see large amounts of farm machinery on the move, on the roads.
I suppose on the roads, well, definitely at home and as well up North Dublin and everywhere else, just to be patient. You know, even passing out tractors and things like that can be done kind of recklessly at times. And as well, if you have kids or anything around, just to always make sure that they are supervised, because it just takes a ball running across or, you know, any kind of bit of excitement at all, and they will. It's children's impulse to kind of chase anything. And I suppose just be mindful of farmers as well. They hopefully have like all their safety signs and everything up like that, and you just need to follow the signs, and I suppose follow the farmer's lead a lot of the time as well if you're not personally used to the farm, would be the main things, really.
Niamh, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you. My sympathies, of course, on the loss of your father so tragically in that accident. But before we part company today, can you remind us again about the 8th annual Sunday of Remembrance?
Yep, so we have our remembrance service is on this Sunday at 2 p.m. From Abbey Leak. So it's live streamed on our website, embracefarm.com. And then we also have the Instagram page and the Facebook page, which are Embrace Farm Support. And then our Twitter is Embrace Farm also. And then we actually have a Here For You campaign going on as well at the minute that honours the people, I suppose, and communities and businesses who have supported the families and people that have been impacted by farm accidents and the work of Embrace Farm over the years. Because obviously we have had a lot of supporters and people that have helped the charity. So we're asking people to express and share what support means to them and how it has helped them during their tough times. And you can join the conversation online by using the hashtag Here For You, and you can tag Embrace Farm then as well at our social media handles.
Niamh McCormack, a board member with Embrace Farm. Niamh, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It was lovely to talk to you, and thank you for taking the time. As I said, country girl, but a school teacher here in Kilmarnock, right beside us. Niamh, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Near FM.